All right, welcome to our Little Grace to Grow podcast. And today I've got a message out of Mark 6, verse 31. And actually, I'll pull out a few other verses as well. But I'm going to title this Pull Over. In Mark 6, verse 31, the Lord Jesus, after feeding the multitude, said this to his disciples. He said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. That's interesting. I know that in the ministry a number of years ago, I had to ask this question to myself. When is it time to persevere, and when is it time to take a rest or pull over? I know that God's word tells us to persevere. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. God's word says in Hebrews 11:27 that Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. Galatians 6:9 says, Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Jesus said in regards to prayer that men ought always to pray and not to faint or otherwise quit. And yet, in Psalms 127, verse 2, God said, It is vain for us to rise up early and stay up late and eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. When we read about Gideon, we see a man who was faint yet pursuing. But when we read about Elijah and we see the great exploits that were accomplished through his ministry, we marvel, but then we marvel in the same way at his despair. He goes from one mountaintop to a valley very quickly. We find him running at the word of Jezebel. He appears to be living in fear. And then when he gets away, and the Lord speaks to him, he requests that he would die. It's as though he's given up. He's ready to throw in the towel. He wants the Lord to take him home. And what we find there is we would read in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah slept for almost two full days. And the Lord sent an angel to feed him. He would sleep and he'd wake up. The Lord would send an angel to feed him, and he would sleep. It is very obvious that the reason for Elijah's fear was his fatigue. And fatigue will make cowards of us all. And it was obvious that he needed rest. He needed to get away. Years ago, my wife and I, heading to Northern Michigan after a Sunday night service, which we took off around probably 9 o'clock, and we were heading 7 hours north, and it didn't take long for me to get sleepy. And I believe she had drifted off, and then all of a sudden, the rumble strip. She felt that, I felt that, and I jerked my head up, and she looked at me, and I said, oh, no problem. And a little bit farther down the road, the rumble strip. And I looked up, and she said to me, Pull over. And I realized if I don't pull over, I'm going to get us in an accident. And so we found a place that would work for us. But there was a need to pull over. And you may be a husband, you may be a mother, you may be a father, you may be a wife, you may be a teacher, you may be an employer. You may be leading people. You may be leading a family. I'm telling you, friend, you need to know the difference and know when it is time to persevere and when to pull over. I believe when it comes to persevering, it's pretty obvious. I believe that the answers are there. Usually we can persevere when we can see the finish line. We have energy to keep us going, even though we're fatigued and tired, if we can see the end result. If we're seeing good things happen, we can persevere. But it is difficult when we don't. And so let me give you a few thoughts here. You know, you need to pull over when you're not sure of which way to go. King Jehoshaphat was completely surrounded by nearly a million-man army that was a blend of three or four countries. And he prayed and sought the Lord and said, "We don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to do." But what he did do was he pulled over and sought the Lord. Rather than make an irrational decision, he sought the Lord's wisdom and he waited until God gave him direction. And it worked out just fine. You know, you need to pull over when fear has you running from adversity rather than attacking it or dealing with it appropriately. You know, you need to pull over when physically you may be more of a hindrance than a help. You know, that's what happened to David, to 200 of David's men when they went into battle. David had 600 men, and he was going to retrieve all of the things that were stolen from he and his men in the city of Ziklag. There was an Amalekite invasion, and he sought the Lord's wisdom on going forward. So he took off, but 200 of the men said, "We can't make it." And they pulled over. And by the way, when all was said and done, the king honored them and blessed them as much as he did the men that went with him. You know, you need to pull over when you find yourself trying to survive rather than thrive. It's all about just survival, day to day, getting by, day to day. You know, you have to pull over when you lose your temper over the smallest problems or disappointments. You know, you have to pull over when you can only see life through a cynical lens and you have no hope for the future. You know, you have to pull over when you have no plan for the future, no expectations to excel above your present situation. You certainly ought to pull over if you have no desire for growth, spiritual, financial for that matter, character-wise, when you have no desire to reach your goals or reach your potential, you ought to pull over. In conclusion, let me share this. When you pull over, make sure you get the right rest. I think most of us have experienced a time or two where we've went on vacation only to come back from vacation more wore out than we were before we left. We're physically tired. We're mentally tired. We feel inept, and we got to go right back into the busy life that awaited us. Well, you didn't use your rest correctly. You know, what you need to do when you pull over, what you really need to do, you need to get rest, both physically and mentally. You need time to think and assess your own life and consider the possibilities of the future. You need to get a plan of action so that when you come back from vacation or from the season where you have pulled over, you're going to feel like, "I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward for the drive." And you're going to be able to make it home. And so, may the Lord give you wisdom to know the difference between when to persevere or pull over. Because remember the consequences. If you don't pull over, I tell you what. When I was in Bible college on two different occasions, I heard of students who were driving to work after a long day of school, and they'd worked all night and they didn't sleep at all. And they fell asleep at the wheel, and everybody in the car died. If somebody would have just told them, "Pull over, pull over." May God help you. May God bless you. And may God use this to get you ready for big things ahead. Have a great day.